Hey, you. You go to Central High School, don't you? Yeah, I thought it was you. Look, you see, my little brother has been talking to me about some problems he's been having at school. And most of them came back to you. Oh, so you're just admitting it. Just like that? So you are the one who's been bullying my precious little brother? Wow. It's rare to see a bully who takes so much pride in his work. It's almost respectable how pure your devotion to being a total piece of shit is. I know. He's kind of a wimp. But that's no excuse to treat him so terribly. It's not his fault. He was so spoiled growing up. Oh, yeah. He was real sheltered up until recently. That just kind of happened when you're protected by such a big, intimidating relative. Honestly, I was worried about this. I mean, he's such a baby-faced cutie. And he's so shy and sensitive. I wanted to believe he'd come into his own once he could get out from my shadow. But to think he's being bullied by someone like you. You heard me. I said, someone like you. You're not exactly a scary hunk of a man yourself. I guess it's true what they say about people who are too much alike, not getting along. I think you know exactly what I mean. Shorty. Do you bully others because you're insecure about how small and cute and unmanly you are? Oh man. Sounds like I hit a nerve. So Mr. Big Bad Bully is actually a tiny little baby who's upset. No one takes him seriously because he looks too much like a child who got separated from his parents at the department store. You're so angry. I can't believe you aren't the one getting bullied at school. You're so much more fun to tease. Want me to stop, do you? You really want that? Don't make me. You heard me. I wanna fight for it. You win, and I'll leave you alone. I win. You leave my little brother alone. Oh, what's the matter? Afraid? A big, strong bully like you isn't afraid of a girl just because she's a bit taller than you, is he? I mean, I share the same genes as that little weakling you're always bullying. I can't be that bad. Oh, you don't want to hit a girl. How principled of you. I tell you what, we don't have to punch each other as much as I like that. We'll just wrestle for it, okay? First one to get pinned loses. Still saying no? I see how it is. Yeah, it's alright. I guess if you're really not feeling up to it, there's no way I can force you. Chicken. Oh boy, here we go. Was that it? I thought after all the hype from you as the big, scary bully, you'd put up at least a little more of a fight. But look at you. That lasted like, what, or 5 seconds, less than that, and now I got you on the ground. And not only that, but your head's between my legs. That is a pretty difficult maneuver, even for me. To have let me pull it off so easily, you really are just a little bitch. You're gonna try to deny it, even from down there. You don't know when to quit. Maybe if I give your next little squeeze, it'll shut you up. There. You like that? How's that feel? Are you finally starting to learn your place? Don't play with fire if you aren't ready to get burnt. You little shitty brat. You okay? You're turning to colors. Hard to breathe between my legs. Maybe if you apologize for being such a selfish little bully wannabe, I'll... Oh, wait. Is that a bulge? Are you hard? Oh, this changes everything. Follow me. Back to my place, obviously. I mean, I can't exactly take care of that out here, now can I? It was so nice of you to came over. And to think, earlier today, my brother was telling me how mean you were. We've made so much progress. Oh, he's out with friends today. And mom and dad are out too. We're alone in here. I mean, I did promise I'd help you with your little issue, didn't I? Oh no, that is not how this is going. Wipe that smirk off your face and stop acting so smug. Let's not forget that this is only happening because I noticed you getting all hot under the collar while I was kicking your ass. I know that under all that worthless bravado, you're just a worthless bottom bitch. You aren't going to fuck me today. I'm going to fuck you. And you're going to just take it. Like the weak little boy you are. Got it? Good. Now, let's see what we're rocking with here. Wow. It still hasn't gone down. Has your body recognized its place as my new plaything? I wish you'd follow its examples. See, you're so much cuter when you're honest. I just started moving my hands on it. And you're moaning so much. Does it feel good? Tell me how good my hand is on your dick. Why do you always have to act so tough? Do you think anyone actually buys your bullshit tough guy routine? Especially when you're struggling to even stand. Gosh. You really are taking this so hard though. I'm afraid you might fall over. Which would be bad. I mean, we already agreed we don't actually want to hurt each other, do we? Tell you what, go ahead and rest your head on my shoulder. I'll support you. There, doesn't that feel better? Now you can just focus on how it feels as I stroke up and down on this shaft and my warmth. Do I feel warm? My brother tell me I give the best hugs in the entire world. It really is a pity. If you and he could just get along, I might be able to give you hugs like these more often. Oh, you would want that? Really? Gosh, you really are just not cute at all. Despite that face of yours, and how sweet your moans are, and what moans they are, even though you're trying so hard to hold back, every single one of them is slipping through. Your virgin cock is so sensitive. You are too virgin. It's so obvious. God, you little shit. How about this? If you admit that you're a cute little virgin boy who can't just stand how good my hand feels on his sensitive little dick, I'll give you a kiss. Oh, come on. You don't want a kiss. Don't want to feel my soft lips pressing against yours. So plush and warm. Really? I won't make you keep it a secret. You can brag to all your friends about how you got to kiss that pretty college girl who lives down the road. And there's a limit to what I'll do with a boy who won't even kiss me. That got your attention. Change your mind about my offer? Then admit it. Admit that beneath all that bluster, you're just a cute little virgin boy who needs to learn to be more honest with himself. A good boy. Well, you lived up to your ends of the deal, so I guess I have no choice. Get ready, here it comes. You aren't half bad. Really, I'm not just saying that. You clearly haven't earned the right to get flattered, and praised, and spoiled like good boys get. But I guess I did say I'd do more if you kissed me. So here's what you can have. Me getting on my knees in front of you and sucking your cock. You can't come. No matter how good it feels. No matter how much you want to. No matter how bad it is you. Even if I flick my soft tongue over the head. Even if I lovingly kiss down the shaft. Even if I take the whole thing down my throat. come. I'll beat you shitless if you do. Does that, Todd, just make you want to come even more? You're tensing up so hard, I'll afraid to break something. What? Hey. Just bet you think you're putting your hands. Are you trying to grab my hair? I am the one setting the pace here. If you don't like it, tough shit. So the thought of that before you decided we should meet as enemies, huh? Dumbass. That's it. I don't think you get to come. At all. Oh, don't start crying to me now. It's a bit too late for that. First, you bully my precious family. Then when I try to discipline you, you act like the most selfish, obnoxious, vile little brat I've ever laid my eyes upon. God, you're making me gain a new appreciation for my brother. I was lucky I got to spend so much time around such a sweet, well-behaved boy. Honestly, your two boys are the same age. How can one of you be so cute and the other such a rancid piece of garbage in a human skin? Something you want to say, little man? Well, go on. Don't start holding out on me now. I'm sure it'll be such a delight to hear whatever pathetic excuses you come up with. Wait. Are you crying? Oh, Jesus. Man. It isn't that bad. If you're feeling that pent up, just run on home and check off. I didn't break your arms or anything. Seriously? What's wrong? I didn't want to hurt you this badly. Are you for real? The reason you bullied my little brother was because you were jealous when I gave him attention. You mean all this time? You were acting like this over a crush? You really are a little brat. God. Why didn't you just tell me? I already said you have a cute face. I would have loved to hang out with you back when I went here, if I'd known you existed. Why would you hide? Oh, I know why. It's because you thought it wasn't cool to act like a love-struck kid, even when you totally were one. Am I right? Honestly, that masculine pride of yours is totally ruining your appeal. If you'd just be honest with your feelings instead of bottling them up, I don't think I'd be able to resist the urge to devour you. Does that sound good to you? Then apologize. And what are you apologizing for? That's right. For being so mean to your crush little brother. That was so rude of you. Are you going to do it ever again? Of course you aren't. Now, what else do you need to apologize for? And you don't know? It's very important. Probably more important than just the bullying. They really not know. You need to apologize for lying to me. You need to tell me how sorry you are for acting like such a brat all the time, when deep down on the inside, you were actually such a cute, sweet, good boy. I just wanted to make me so happy and get praised. You are like that, aren't you? Good. I'm so proud of you. Honest boys are so much cuter. I think you earn a reward after all. Tell me, cutie. Want me to write you? Honesty is the best policy. Let me just... See? It's your first pussy. Want me to use it on you? Then lie on your back. Okay. Here I come. Congratulations on losing your virginity. Is it everything you ever dreamed? Aw, you sweet boy. Is it that good? You really learned how to make a girl happy. You think just a few minutes ago, you were trying so hard to be a big, mean bully. I think we're both going to enjoy this a lot more. Doesn't that feel good? You're actually inside of a woman, and a pretty fit one too. Aren't I so tight? It must feel amazing inside of me. No. No, you don't have to do anything. I'm giving you a reward for being so good, remember? Just let me bounce on you. Up and down. Up and down. Just feel my insides squeezing tight on you. And listen to the sound of our hips slapping together. If you really want to do something for me, then let me know how good boy it is by giving me more of those sweet moans. Virgins are so cute, so obedient. Hold that thought. It's my brother. This is perfect, actually. Let me put him on. Hey, little brother. Nice of you to call. Just checking in. Oh, you're so sweet. Hey, actually, I was just planning to talk to you. You're never going to believe this. You know that guy who you were telling me was bullying you at school the other day? I actually ran into him earlier, and I gave him a big earful over all the stuff he did to you. Actually, I think he's got something to say to you now. Don't you?
Hold on. I'll hand you over now. Now go on. Tell him how sorry you are. Not sorry enough. Really let him know how bad you feel about all the terrible things you did. No promise you'll never do it again. You're feeling okay? Here, you're starting to tense up. Hold on a bit longer, alright? You wouldn't want him to find out what you're doing with his beloved older sister. Now, would you? You're shaking. Are you about to break? Hold on. Yeah, we were talking when he suddenly just burst into tears like that. I guess I rubbed him a little bit too much. Oh, well, as you can hear, I don't think you'll have to worry about him anymore. He's pretty shaken. Oh, it does nothing. You'll know I'll do anything for you. You little angel. Okay, talk to you later. Love you. Was that a bit mean of me? Sorry, but your reaction was just so cute. It feels so close. Want me to make it up to you? By letting you come inside of me? That feels like a yes. Okay then, go ahead, come inside of me, and relax, and let all that pent up virgin cum spill out into me. Let it go. Feel how good you get to be treated when you act like a good boy and not a brat. Go on, let it all out. I'll take it. So give it to me. Come inside of me. Come for me, you cutie. Come for me. So hot. Virgin cum is so sweet and thick. It's the best. Oh, did that feel good, sweetie? Isn't life so much better when you're honest with your feelings? Especially when those feelings involve embracing your natural desire to be a good boy for pretty girls. So, do you promise to stop being such a brat now? Are you going to stop being such a meanie to my little brother? Good. You know what'll happen if he tells me something bad about you again, don't you? Alright. So I better not hear anything other than you suddenly becoming his best friends. Because if that happens, maybe I can invite you over next week.